Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thursday, June 26th, this is going to be hot. Crazy hot. Highs of 92, heat indices in the 100-plus degree range. Not as much of a chance for rain today as tomorrow, I don't think, but who knows? It's summertime in New Orleans. And it occurred to me that being a meteorologist in New Orleans is kind of like what they say about being a pilot, where it's moments, just hours and hours of boredom in the summertime because the weather's going to be the same. It's not going to change, right? Combined with moments of terror when you're taking off or landing, and the terror would be when there's a hurricane threatening the Gulf, because otherwise it's just boring and the same old stuff. Ted Rossman joins us now, our friend, Bankrate senior industry analyst. How are you, Ted?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Ted, where do you join us from? I'm just curious.
I'm in the New York City area.
So when it comes to summertime, it's just hot, right? What are your thoughts turn to when it comes to summertime? Just heat or tourism or what?
We've had a very hot week here, unusually so. It was actually close to 100 degrees a couple days ago. We're not used to it being this hot this early in the season.
And I'm just curious because here, you know, June 1st, although it doesn't really kick in until August and September, I start worrying about hurricane season after Katrina. I just like to get people's take on where it is that they live and what they associate with the beginning of summer. So for you, it would be, as a New Yorker, heat?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely gets hot and humid here. The subways can be a little unpleasant in the heat and humidity, but we're getting through it, huh?
Oh, you haven't been on a subway in your life, Ted. You got the black car comes, picks you up, and brings you to where you're going. You know that. I'm just kidding. Let's talk about buy now, pay later. I don't know a lot about this because I'm trying not to buy anything, which means I don't have to pay anything later. What is buy now, pay later?
We're basically talking about installment lending. Companies like Affirm, Afterpay, Klarna, 4 interest-free payments over 6 weeks is a common structure, although sometimes these plans are lasting longer. It could be 6 months or a year or even a few years. There's been a lot going on in this space. It's been growing rapidly, still small relative to credit cards, only about 1% of the credit card market, but definitely something that's been gaining traction. And some interesting news this week that we're going to see more credit reporting in this space. So far, it's been largely outside of the traditional credit monitoring system.
That makes no sense to me because it's credit one way or the other, right, the way you look at it?
Yeah, the industry has really portrayed itself as the anti-credit card or the kinder, gentler alternative. One of the keys here is the fixed installments. One reason why people are drawn to it is they know exactly how much they owe for exactly how long. It's not as regulated as the credit card industry. This is something that's really underwritten purchase to purchase. So, you know, if you want to buy a new TV or a new pair of shoes, or increasingly people are using this for gas and groceries and everyday things, it's not like a credit card where you get a big credit limit and they just kind of turn you loose. It's, you know, you're basically applying every time you want to make a purchase. And some people love the predictability, and this is also easier to get than a credit card. So a lot of users are younger, and they may skew lower on the income spectrum or or lesser credit worthy. Now, we're starting to see more credit reporting. This is something that I've been hoping for a while, just because, as you said, this is still debt. And you know, I think it should help you if you use it responsibly, and I think it's fair that it could ding your credit if you pay late or rack up too much debt. Just this week, FICO, the big credit scoring company, announced that this fall they're going to start incorporating buy now, pay later into credit scores. Now, there's still a few asterisks to that. One is that not all lenders have upgraded or will upgrade by the fall to this latest and greatest technology that's going to measure buy now, pay later. But there's also some holes on the reporting side. Not all of these providers are reporting. It's funny, it's kind of a new-ish form of credit. I mean, some of these companies, many of them have been around a decade or more, but the concept has really just gotten popular in the last few years, and we're still kind of sorting out how to deal with it from a credit reporting standpoint.
Let me explain it this way. Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. I'm frugal. You know the old saying about throwing nickels around like manhole covers? That's kind of me. So I don't know much about buy now, pay later. We'll take a break for traffic. Maybe we come back. You can take me through a case study of who it is that would be interested in buy now, pay later, what it is that they would buy now and pay later, what kind of industries or what kind of products or whatever. And the thing I don't understand is what it seems like you're describing to me is a store credit card where you basically have a credit card with Tucker Furniture or paper with Tucker Furniture, and I set your installments up where you pay four installments. I don't quite understand what the difference is, and it seemed to me to make only every bit of sense that the credit bureaus would include this in here, but maybe I'm missing something. We'll find out. If you're involved with Buy Now, Pay Later, how's it working out for you? I'd love to hear from you at 504-260-1870, because I don't know anything about it. I honestly don't, because, again, I'm, what's that word? Oh, yeah, cheap. 620 traffic now, WWL. All right, 624 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, about Buy Now, Pay Later, soon going to impact your credit score. I don't do a lot of Buy Now, Pay Later. I don't do a lot of Buy Now, period. So, Ted, tell me who would likely to avail themselves of this service, and what does the typical transaction look like? With whom would they be doing business?
The conventional wisdom is that it's younger people without much money and without much credit. It's kind of an alternative to credit cards. A lot of this takes place online. Many of these companies have partnerships with e-commerce retailers, although it's also pushed into the physical retail world. Companies like Affirm and Klarna have physical payment cards now that can either be a debit card where the money comes out of the account right away, or you could opt into one of these installment plans later on. You can use it for a lot of different things. The classic use case is something like clothing or accessories, electronics. Typical ticket size is a few hundred dollars. I actually think the best way to use this, though, is to isolate a single large purchase. Like, if you get a good deal on a couch or refrigerator or a set of tires or something you need, I mean, if you could pay $50 a month, the industry has evolved. It's not just for interest-free payments over 6 weeks anymore. Sometimes these plans are lasting years even. Affirm has famously had a partnership with Peloton where, you know, some people are paying $50 a month for an exercise bike or treadmill or something like that. It really has grown and people like it. It is a popular method. It's easier to get than a credit card. People like knowing exactly how much they owe for exactly how long. It's even pushed into services like travel and food delivery and medical and dental care.
Food delivery?
It's growing a lot.
Food delivery?
Yeah, some are critical of that just because it's a consumable purchase that if you're paying for that in 6 weeks, that may not be ideal. Klarna recently debuted a partnership with DoorDash, and you know it has been a little controversial. Now, you're not necessarily financing a $10 burrito order. It has to be at least $35 to spread it over time. But yeah, that's emblematic of how this is pushed more into the daily transaction world. People are using it now for gas and groceries. And you know, some of this makes me a little nervous because, as we said earlier, it is still debt. I mean, clearly you can get into trouble with a credit card as well. And sometimes it is a sad reality that you need to finance even these daily purchases. It's just not ideal if you're still paying for it 6 weeks from now. And in the meantime, you've ordered more food delivery or more groceries or more gas. And,
well, and
the
$35 limit, Ted, you know, that tells me, okay, so I don't really want $35, but I want $10 of food, but I can't finance 10, so I'm going to go ahead and finance 35 because that's the limit. I can see a problem there. The other question is, you know, back in the day, and they made...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Still do it where furniture stores would say, you know, come in, buy now, make no payments for 6 months or whatever, and then whatever, interest free, however it works. But that would be a third party that owns the paper, not the furniture store. Who owns this buy now, pay later? Who owns that debt? And nothing's free, right? So how do they make their money?
Some of these companies securitize it and they sell to investors, like some of these loans. Some of it's funded on their own books. A firm is a public company. Klarna is in the process of going public. Afterpay is owned by Block, the same people that operate Square and Cash App and some other things. PayPal's a player in this space. So it is, you know, a fast-growing industry. And, you know, it is one that a lot of people like. Whether or not it's a good thing ultimately depends on how you use it. And you could say the same thing about credit cards. There's an industry saying that credit cards are like power tools. They could be really useful or dangerous depending on how you use them. Some people are using buy now, pay later to their advantage. It's extending their purchasing power. Other people are overspending because it's kind of like the infomercial thing that, you know, even if it's $20 here and $50 there, sometimes you can overdo it. So my advice would be think about the total cost of ownership, not just the installments, but what's the total amount that you're paying? And also, is it weeks? Is it months? Is it years? Is there an interest rate? These plans are evolving. It's not always for interest-free payments over 6 weeks anymore. Some of these plans are lasting longer, and they are charging interest. So look at the fine print.
Ted, I got to ask you real quick before we go, and we're just about out of time here, but you mentioned financial packages or something like this. That got me to thinking about subprime mortgages and derivatives and what happened with people investing in subprime mortgages or investing in these mortgages that were tucked into these packages. Are you telling me that people, 401ks, will be invested in buy now, pay later debt for hamburgers? I'm not trying to take it to the nth extreme there, but is that what you're saying?
It's more of a private investor, like investment firm. I don't think this is being used for 401ks or things like that, but more of like a private equity investor sort of thing.
You see where that gets my attention, right?
Well, you know, anything that's reminiscent of that financial crisis, yeah, it could be troublesome. Some people think buy now, pay later is a ticking time bomb. Others point out that the delinquency rate is actually lower than on credit cards. So it'll be interesting to see how it continues to evolve.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. I would advise people to stay away from it because all it does is it makes you think you can afford stuff that you can't, but maybe I'm wrong. 6:30, time for WWL First News.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.